Hey guys, it's Nyaneko. Hopefully your Monday is going well. If you're not listening to this on a Monday and it feels like a Monday, I hope I can help. But today I would like to talk about relationships. So I've been married for 5 years. We've known each other for 10. But a lot of the scripts that are out there, or the audios that are out there, deal with the first moments of meeting someone, and not that I've forgotten, but I have forgotten a little bit. I was just talking with a friend about high school, and how horribly cringy that time of your life can be. It's just at that age, everything's awkward and you don't know what you're doing. But yeah, it's like when I'm writing a script, I have to put myself in that moment of first meeting someone and how hesitant you are with certain things, and how just the little things mean the biggest deal to you. Just like even like a small smile or a small giggle or just a glance at each other, just a touch. Holding hands was a big deal. Leaning against a partner, just like the stage of being in a crush is so thrilling, I think. And not to say that I don't have those moments now, being in such a long-term relationship, but it's different because you already know the person, right? It's more endearing than it is a big deal, right? So I don't know, you've probably noticed that most of the scripts I write reflect like an existing relationship or something like that. And even the ones with the characters meeting for the first time, I still assume the best in people and create like a common ground where communication is already there, or they're already really comfortable with each other or something like that. But yeah, high school was weird. High school dating was weird because it, like I said before, it's like you're caught between like the girlfriends and the boyfriend, I suppose. One fight sort of that I had with a girlfriend, and I use that term as one of the girls in the group that I hung out with because we didn't have any guys in our group, but she got upset at me when she found out this other couple had broken up. And so what had happened was, this guy was dating this girl and things weren't going well. So he called me to vent about it. And I listened, and I mean, they eventually broke up, but then once my friend found out that I had talked to him before they broke up and didn't tell her about it, she got really mad at me. And here I am thinking it's none of her business. And yeah, so like, okay, the twist is I did end up dating that guy after the fact, and I asked him if that conversation while he was with the other girl, I asked him if that conversation caused him to break up with her. And he's like, no, that was just me venting and figuring out stuff for himself. And that's how we got to know each other. But, he made it very clear that I didn't break them up at that point. Because at that point, I didn't talk to him at all before. We only had a couple classes together, and I guess he didn't have anyone else to talk to, but, yeah. Yeah, and it's just, like, that pressure of your girlfriends, like, you should be telling them more than whoever you're going out with, which I don't think is right. And I don't know if that carries on with certain friendships today. And that does kind of suck if you really can't depend on your partner. I've realized also I get kind of negative about things. I'm sorry if I do, with my rambles, but, yeah, I mean, like, with my past high school, quote-unquote, experiences with dating and all that, I don't regret anything. The dating process for me in high school helped me figure out what type of person I did not want to be with. And I mean, I do realize that people change and learn and grow up, but at that point in life, me and him did not work out. There was not that interest in each other after a while. I think we dated for like about a year. Yeah. So, yeah. But I mean, like, the beginning stages of love, like, if you're talking about science, there's, there are physical changes that happen in your brain, and endorphins and all that stuff, and I think it's trying to capture those moments in scripts that are a little difficult for me, which is why I'm such a fan of moments of silence in scripts. Because just taking that time to breathe and also try to affect your viewer's heart rate. When you're with your crush, if they say something or do something, you'll physically feel your heart skip. And that has happened a couple times when I've listened to audios, whether it's through a performer's reaction or just like a side comment or something, something ad-libbed or whatever. It just makes it more natural to me. Yeah. So, I mean, like, as a writer, I'm still trying to figure out how to understand people better, and that way I can write better characters. Yeah. I don't know where I'm going with this. Thanks for listening. I hope you guys have a great rest of the day and rest of the week. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.